You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman.
Tom.
This is Tom Kirschman again. I just want to extend a thank you to Eileen and all the staff in the department that go through that status review on every two-year basis. It's a pretty daunting task, and they do an outstanding effort of going through all the information, trying to update information that we have on current species that are listed there. And I just want to extend a great thank you and gratitude for all the work that goes into that review.
Thank you, Tom.
So we're going to continue the public hearing in 5 minutes. Do you have, should we begin the next subject and then just stop, or how long do you think habitat stamp will take, Tom?
Mr. Chairman, the habitat stamp one, the staff, Gino, Paul, and Heather have a PowerPoint put together, and that might make best sense just to do that at, all at one time, just so they can go over all the information. That'll likely take, that'll be a 10 or 15 minute type presentation. The mule deer harvest information listed there, we do not have a presentation nor anything that we plan to share as an agency. This was more put on the agenda, I believe, because I know Commissioner Springs wanted to talk about it briefly. We are planning, our staff will provide a very detailed presentation at the October Commission meeting in respect to mule deer harvest from the various seasons. And we'll be coming forward as an agency with deer recommendations this winter. So I think if this is the moment that Commissioner Springs wanted to mention or throw out some of the ideas that he has, we are certainly interested in listening to hear his thoughts, ideas, that we can incorporate that into the recommendation developments for this winter. But I don't know how much time Commissioner Springs or others would like to spend on this particular topic either.
Well, why don't we take this subject now, and then when that's done, we'll go back and have the continued public hearing. So, Commissioner Spring, would you like to comment?
Thank you. I would like to bring it ahead just to look it over, but I got some information that on an average the last 4 years, there's been 1,600 on an average every year of mule deer doe is taken, and with the decrease of amount of mule deer, not only in this state but in many states, it's something we need to look at. I think that we should try to eliminate the mule deer doe kill or severely reduce it, because so many areas there's way less mule deer than what there was 10 to 20 years ago. And I think that mule deer are a real asset to the state, and I think that this is an issue that needs to be worked on. If we keep lowering the population, it could be years before it would get back to where it should be. I think it's something that needs to be looked at and taken care of now.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else want to comment? Commissioner Beese?
Yeah. I fully agree with what Chuck said. I've watched the mule deer population here in West River just decline, and even in the Black Hills, how our mule deer does are being targeted. You know, we get a lot of people coming in here, and they're going to take something home when they have that tag. And I've talked to a lot of hunters in my area. You know, it gets late in the season, and there's that muley doe stand along the road, and that's what they use their tag for. And consequently, our numbers are going down every year, I think, and we need to get that stopped and get them back on recovery. And I'd be in favor of eliminating the mule deer doe harvest.
Any other comments for today?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, we've thank you. we've had brief discussions on this, and I've talked with Chuck about it, Travis a little bit, and you know, I think that's such a special animal right now, and if our numbers are going down, I would support what Chuck and Travis are are pushing for, and that would be to take a really hard look at how we can help the mule deer population get back on its feet, and if limiting the taking of the doe, that's I would certainly support that.
Thank you. Anyone else want to comment?
Commissioner Jensen, maybe Tom Kirschman would want to review what we did down East River. You know, we made a little adjustment on it. Do you want to go through that? Maybe it'll give us a little guidance on the West River.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, do you want me to address that now, or since it's 9, do you want to go into the public hearing? I'll do whatever your desire is here.
Well, let's do the continued public hearing, then we'll go back to that question. How's that?
Sure. Whatever be your pleasure.